Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. It's Sam Crowley. Welcome back to the Everyday Saturday podcast. It is great to have you. It's the middle of November. Wow. 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 What are you doing? You got what? Like 45 days left. For what, though? First of the year? Who cares? First of your year? As I said back 3 months ago, the new year for most people starts at the end of August. Kids are back in school. Summer's over, at least here in the United States. And we get into it, man. We get refocused, almost laser focused. But let me tell you something. You want more compensation? Do you want to make a little bit more money? Who doesn't want to make a little bit more money? Not because you want to have the boat. Like the great quote from Wall Street, one of the greatest movies ever, man. That movie, I've said it on my podcast before, changed my life. I was 20 years old, very impressionable. And yes, I'll admit it, I wanted to be Bud Fox. Charlie Sheen in that role was great. Gordon Gekko, Michael Douglas. Greed is good. But I didn't need necessarily the money. When I was 20 years old, that's what got me to actually take the Series 7 exam. I moved to West Palm Beach, Florida. It's funny how everything lines up. I moved to West Palm Beach, live in the ghetto, got the mattress off the curb the first night, used it to sleep on for the next 3 months. And I studied for the Series 7 exam to be a broker. A stockbroker, simply from an ad I saw in the Palm Beach Post. Make 100 grand a year. That's all I needed to see. Make 100 grand a year. Doing what? Being a stockbroker. Well, I saw a movie, so therefore I'm qualified to be one. Isn't that something? Just who would do that? Like, who would think just because you saw Wall Street 2 months before you saw an ad in the paper in a city 23 hours away driving through the night to get to from Bradford, Pennsylvania, some 1,500, 1,800 miles away, whatever it is. The funny story about that trip is when we had driven all through the night, me and my buddy Pat, Pat was actually going to college down there, and we had a couple beers on a Thursday night, wing night, 10-cent drink and drown night. You ever have one of those back in the 80s? Drink and drown night, 10-cent wings, dollar pitchers of Strohs. Oh, boy. It gives me a little bit of heartburn just thinking about that. Eating like 50 wings and chasing it with a pitcher of Strohs. You ever give the Strohs 30-pack? I digress. And he's like, hey, man, what do you got going on this summer? I don't know. I just dropped out of Penn State. Nothing, really. Just going to bum around. Want to go to Palm Beach? Yeah, sure. Sounds good. It's 2 in the morning. Most decisions are made on drink and drown night at 2 in the morning on a dance floor. Sure. No worries. Like a week later, there I am in the car. Got it loaded up as Pontiac Grand Am, blue Grand Am. Went down to West Palm. And when we arrived, it said, welcome to Florida. I started putting my shoes on. He goes, what are you doing? I said, yeah, I'm just getting ready, man. He had my shoes off because it had been 20 hours in the car or so. He's like, yeah, we're another 5 hours south of the Georgia-Florida line here. I go, you got to be kidding me, man. And then I just got mad. I'm like, we've been in the car for 18 hours. Yep, another 5 hours. We'll be in West Palm. Oh, yeah, yeah. So anyway, woke up in a day's in the next day. Slept literally probably 18 hours. Woke up in a day's in. And Pat was in one bed. I was in the other. And I went down, put quarter in the machine, got the Palm Beach Post, went right to the want ads, and saw the ad about being a stockbroker. Of course, before I did that, you know the story. I was worked in a pet store for 6 hours. That's a whole different ball game. All chronicled in my book, Every Day is Saturday, on Amazon. Cheap plug. But when I became a stockbroker, I actually passed the test. Isn't that crazy? Because I didn't think I would. I passed, but I studied nonstop for 30 straight days. I had the cassette tapes. I had the book. And I was learning all about stocks and options. And it was only a 20% passing rate. And these were people who had college degrees, MBAs, and then me. Not 20%. I had 20 college credits, most of gym and health class. And I passed it. And the only reason I thought I could pass it is because Charlie Sheen was one. Michael Douglas was a stockbroker, Gordon Gekko. Why can't I be one? Isn't that crazy? Like, we don't dream big enough as a society. We don't dream big enough. We just accept what society gives to us. Well, you can't be a stockbroker. Had anybody actually told me, I didn't realize that only 20% of the people passed a Series 7 exam back in that time, 1988. I didn't realize that till after I took the test. Had I known that before I took the test, I know I would have never passed it because my mind would have been, oh my God, really? MBAs, college grads, finance degrees, all this stuff, and they don't pass? What the hell am I doing? I can't pass it. But I never even gave that a second thought because my only frame of reference was Wall Street, the movie, Gordon Gekko, Bud Fox. That's it.
How many yachts can you water ski behind, Bud Fox?
Charlie Sheen, his dad, Martin Sheen, was in there. Great movie. You know what? I got to watch that movie again this weekend. But that's one of the points I wanted to make is that you don't dream big enough. You don't. You just don't dream big enough. You know what's wild? You realize it doesn't cost any more to dream big than it does to dream small. Like, you don't get charged. Hey, oh, like God doesn't say, oh, you got a big dream? Give me a dollar. Give me $100. That's too big of a dream. No. Dream big. You set a goal. Just set something so big, so exhilarating that it excites you and it scares you at the same time. It should. It should just excite. I mean, why not dream big? It doesn't cost any more and you might actually get there. Oh my God, can you imagine? You might actually get there. And don't conform. There's no compensation in conformity. Think about that. There's no compensation in conformity, meaning don't fall in line with other people. The great Bob Proctor shared that with me. Don't fall in line with other people's opinions and what they think of you and what they're doing. That's what having a job teaches you to do. The just over broke, the journey of the broke, the jump out of bed, the J-O-B, the job, the dreaded job, where dreams go to die. Cubicle graveyards everywhere are filled with conformists. What? You can't do that? You got to take a 15-minute break. You can't take a 20-minute break. You got to be in at 8 because our meeting started at 8 a.m. sharp. You know what? Screw you. I'm going to sleep till 8. You know, I'm going to work from 8 p.m. to 8 a.m. I'm going to work from noon to 5. I'm going to work when I want to work. It's not that I'm not going to work hard. I am, because I love what I do, and I love to create massive value, and I'm delivering it. I don't need to make money to know that I bring value to the marketplace, because the money is going to follow, but there is no compensation in conformity. And once you get that, man, and you learn to dream big, oh, I'm getting like shivers right now. I'm shivering right now. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about dreaming big and how big your dream is going to be now that you've been given permission to dream big. And then when you learn to step into that, man, wow, watch out. You'll be unstoppable. Just do it. Just try it. Dream big. And then start taking action steps that are congruent with that big dreamer. You know, that person you always wanted to be. And then check in with me. Yours truly, your humble podcaster. Let me know. Hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Send me an email. Let me know. Get me on Insta. Anywhere. Just let me know you're dreaming big. And that you're stepping into that dream. I'm fired up, man. I'm jacked up. I love doing this show for you. Man, I would miss this. I would miss this so much. This is such a blessing for me to be able to grab a microphone, turn it on, share a little bit with you, and then feel the love coming back through social media, the live events. Go to mymomentumclub.com if you're not a member. Come on, man. Jump inside there. I literally just finished a Facebook Live training just now before I started this podcast. I do them every week inside the club. The monthly newsletter, all that great stuff. You're going to get delivered to your home and so much more. Go to mymomentumclub.com and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.